今天早晨，在我们开始传讲信息之前，我们要做一件事情。
Before the message this morning, we want to do something.
昨天晚上我们去参加寇世远弟兄在灵粮堂 Torrance 那里的聚会。
Last evening, we went to the Bread of Life Church in Torrance to join Brother Cole's meeting.
他讲完信息之后，请求弟兄姊妹们，就是向弟兄姊妹有呼召。
After the meeting, there's altar call.
他问弟兄姊妹有没有人愿意把自己奉献给主，专心爱主的。
He asked if there's anybody who want to present himself to the Lord and to love the Lord with wholeheartedly.
我发现弟兄姊妹们举手还容易一点。
I found out that it's easier for the brothers and sisters to raise their hand.
因为他们来已经不是举过一次手了。
Because when they come that evening, that wasn't the first time they raised their hands.
很多时候我们传完福音说哪一位要信主，请举手。
Lots of times when we preach the gospel, afterwards we ask if anybody want to accept the Lord, please raise their hands.
因为他们没有这样习惯，觉得很奇怪。
But when they didn't have this kind of they're not used to it, so they feel strange.
所以他们里面说，是不是一定要举手才会得救
？So they think, do I have to raise this hand in order to be saved?
当然，我们明白真理。救恩是从神恩典而来。
Of course, we know that the salvation is from the Lord.
救恩不是从工作来的。
The salvation is not from our work.
举手不是工作哈。
To raise your hand is not work.
今天早上我也要请求弟兄姊妹先举一只手。
This morning, I want to ask our brothers and sisters to raise their hand first.
大家会不会举手啊？
Now, do you know how to raise your hand? Now, please raise your hand.
每个人都会举手啊。
Everybody. Now, we all know how to raise our hand.
没有一个人手是下垂的，是不是？
Nobody has this, have the hand, limp.
那么今天我要请用这个，现在刚刚举手是可以说是没有意思的哈，大家很顺服。
Well, we all know that we just raise our hands, doesn't have any meaning, we just obey the order.
现在我要请求弟兄姊妹举手。
Now I want to ask you to raise your hand.
有一个问题要问。
With a question.
就是哪一位弟兄姊妹们已经把自己奉献给主的，请举手。
Now, any of you who already give yourself to the Lord, please.
你知道我现在已经属于主，我奉献给主了。
I already present myself, give myself to the Lord, and I belong to Him.
从前奉献过了。
You know that you did this.
不是今天啊，从前奉献过了。
You did this before, not today. Would you raise your hand?
从前奉献过了。
If you did that before, please raise your hand.
我不管你现在是不是已经收回你的奉献。
I don't care whether you already take that back, but I just want to know.
你曾经奉献过，听过奉献道的，请举手。
Did you ever heard of this message of dedication and give yourself to the Lord?
这么多人没有听过奉献道。
I wonder how many of you did not hear a message like that.
所以我们今天要讲奉献。
That's why today we want to talk about offering.
我们要读两处圣经。
We want to read two places in the scripture.
第一处在罗马书第六章。
First is Roman in the book of Romans chapter 6.
两处都在罗马书，不过一次在六章，一次在十二章。
There's two passages, one in chapter 6, one in chapter 12, all in the book of Romans.
请弟兄姊妹仔细读。
Now, would you please read it very carefully?
因为读完之后，我还要问问题。
Because afterwards, I still want to ask questions.
现在做弟兄很喜欢问问题。
Now, I really like to ask questions.
因为从前都是人家问我问题。
Because they used to be that people ask me questions.
在我还没有信主以前，我很喜欢问问题。
Before I was saved, I really loved to ask questions.
等到我侍奉主，有很多人问我问题。
And when I was starting to serve the Lord, lots of people asked me questions.
现在大家被问太多了，要反过来问问人了。
Now, I've been asked too much, and now I want to turn it around. I want to ask you.
所以弟兄姊妹读的时候，请你们仔细读，因为我们要问问题了啊。
So please be careful, pay attention to what you read.
从十二节六章十二节读起。
Starting from verse 12, chapter 6, verse 12 of the book of Romans.
读经也是讲道的一部分，大家不要忘记。
And we have to remember that scripture reading is also part of the message.
因为这是保罗讲话，不是周弟兄讲话。
Because this is what was said by Paul, it's not by Brother Chow.
而我相信保罗讲道比周弟兄讲得好。
And I believe Paul can preach much better than Brother Chow.
好，所以我们一起来读他的话怎么说。
So let's all read together. What did he say?
第六章十二节读起，我们一起读。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体 做义的器具献给神，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆以至于成圣。因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死，但现今你们从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。好，我们先不问问题，先再读罗马书十二章。
Let's read chapter 12 of the book of Romans before we ask any questions.
罗马书十二章我们只读两节，第一节和第二节。
Two verses in chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。啊，这两节比较短，而且很多弟兄姊妹会背。那么我们再读一遍，读完以后我们把圣经翻回到第六章，我们再读一遍。
Let's read again these two verses, and then we'll go back to chapter 6.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。好，现在我们要问问题了。
Now we have to ask you questions.
我问的问题，这两章圣经有什么不一样？
What's the difference between these two chapters?
先或者反过来问，有什么相同的点？
Now let me ask you first. Now would you answer what is the similar point between these two passages?
罗马书十六是第六章跟十二章有什么一样的点？
Now what's the similarity of chapter 6 and chapter 12?
弟兄姊妹，请回答我，这一章的主题是什么？
Now what is the main point? What is the theme in this chapter?
第六章的主题是什么？
What is the topic in chapter 6?
没有一个人回答吗？不要紧哈，不一定答错的，可能答对的啊。哪一位奉献 ？OK， 有姊妹讲奉献。
Okay.
第十二章呢
？How about 12？
哎，也是奉献。
Also，
那么第六章跟第二章、十二章一样了。
So are they the same? These two chapters？
那么为什么他一个放第六章，一个放十二章？保罗不是讲话讲到一半忘记了，是不是
？Now why did he put one part in chapter 6 and one part in chapter 12? Did Paul forget about it and pick it up again in chapter 12?
反过来我再要问。
But then I want to ask you another in from another.
假如这两章都是讲奉献
，If both chapters are talking about offering，
这两章怎么不一样
？Now what's difference？
哎，好，我们先问第十二章哪里讲了奉献了？
Now, where did it mention anything about offering in chapter 12?
谢师母说，将身体献上。
To present your body.
Okay. 那么第六章呢？
Now, how about chapter 6?
第六章献上什么？
Now, what do you offer?
好，献上肢体。
To present.
读圣经，知道了，要细的地方读，小的地方注意。 不一样。弟兄姊妹们，献上肢体跟献上身体是两个完全不一样的经历。
These two experiences are completely different. To, one is to present your, the member of your body. The other is to present your whole body.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个奉献可以说是一个是开始，一个是结束。
Now these two offering means the beginning and the end of the offering.
其实就是圣经本来的意思，我们可以分开来用不同的字来翻译。
Actually, we can use different words for these two actions.
头一个我们可以翻译作献上。
Now the first one we can say to present.
第二个是真正的奉献。
Now the second one is the true offering.
弟兄姊妹，很多人奉献的经历开始有的献上肢体。
Now, lots of people have this experience of the beginning stage to offer, present ourselves.
但他一直没有经历，也没有明白圣经里的要求，要把我们身体献上。
But still, they did not understand and never really get enter into the experience of offering your whole body.
所以弟兄姊妹们，很多人他的奉献，你说他没有奉献吗
？So lots of times, if you question a certain brother or sister whether he offered himself or not.
他回答你奉献了。
He said, "Well, I did."
但是这一个奉献和那一个奉献不大一样。
But this one is different from that one.
刚才举过手的弟兄姊妹，我们要问自己，到底我说的奉献是什么意思
？Now, for those who raised your hand earlier, now what kind of offering do you really mean?
头一个献上说到我们这个人的肢体。
Now, the first offering, the present ourselves, our members of our body.
这个肢体指的是我们的手、我们的脚、我们的眼睛、我们耳朵、我们鼻子、我们舌头。
That means our hands, our foot, and our eyes, our ears, and everything.
这是每一个部分你身上的功用。
And these indicate all the functions of your body.
什么叫做奉献？什么叫献上？或者说
？Now what is this kind of presentation?
啊，今天我们要特别造字哈，从前昌吉造字，今天我们也要造字来讲
这个事情。Today we have to invent some words to explain this.
讲第六章的时候，如果我记得，我用献上两个字。
So let's just say to when we talk about chapter 6, let's use the word present.
等到十二章，我们开始讲奉献。
Now in chapter 12, we talk about offering.
第六章的献上是什么意思
？Now what is to present yourself?
就在真理来讲，一个最最简单的定义，什么叫献上
？Now in truth, the simplest definition
就是换主人。
Is to change ownership.
我们读一读第十六章，第六章第十六节怎么讲的哈
？Let's read verse 16 of chapter 6. Let's read it together.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以致于死；或做圣命的奴仆，以致成义。那弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都把自己不知不觉的献给一个主人。
We all knowingly or not.Present ourselves to a certain owner.
弟兄姊妹不大相信哈。
No, you probably don't believe that.
但这是实在情形。
But this is really indeed happened.
啊，我们举个世界上的例子。
Let's give an example.
现在你大学毕业了，研究院毕业了，你要找工作。
Now after you graduate from college, from the graduate school, you have to start looking for jobs.
你就填很多很多申请表。
Then you fill out all kinds of applications.
送到各个公司去。
And send it out.
现在没有话说了，公司不大要人啊。
And now it's so hard. Not too many job offered.
从前他们常常工作很多等着你啊。
But like in the old time, there are a lot of jobs are waiting for these people.
所以他们给你很多什么 offer 啊。
So they all give you kind of offer.
各种 offer, offer 中文讲什么
they give you all kinds of offer.
现在我们是要把自己 offer 给他们的。
But now this is the time we have to offer ourselves to those companies.
因为每个人都有一个价钱的哈。
Now everybody's got a price.
你不要生气啊。
Now don't be mad.
不是我说你啊。
I didn't say it that.
每个人都有价钱的。
Everybody's got a price.
在高中时候价钱小一点。
When you are in high school, the price is slightly lower.
那么大学毕业价钱高一点。
And after you graduate from college, the price.
到了大学毕业研究院价钱叫待价而沽。
And then after you graduate from graduate school, it is slightly still higher.
有一天你说哎，这个价钱可以了，我去。
Then one day I say, well, this price is right. Now I want to take it.
有一个年轻孩子，他的父亲是个传道人哈，我们很熟的弟兄。
There's a young kid whose father is a minister.
这个孩子喜欢打篮球。
This boy likes to play basketball very well.
他脑子里做很多梦啊。
And he's got all kinds of dreams.
个子很高，但是实在也不算太高，六尺多一点而已。
He's quite tall. He's over 6 foot.It's not that tall.
He said
one day he's going to enter into the professional team.
年纪很轻，他有一天看见一个很好的车，街上这个他跟父亲出去看见有个车子。
He's very young. One day they come across a real pretty car.
他不大会讲中文了，英文讲得比中文好了。
He speaks English much better than Chinese.
他说：“爸爸，你看这车子很好。”
Then he said, "Now, Dad, you see this is a great car."
大概要60,000块钱。
It's gonna cost $60,000 maybe.
我买给你。
I said, I'll buy it for you.
我现在没有钱，我将来要买给你。
I said, now I don't have money, but later on I will buy this one for you.
这孩子很孝顺啊。
And he's a real good kid.
那弟兄看他，哎，很好啊，你要买我车送，谢谢你啊。
And his brother said, well, it's very good. I said, if you want to buy this car, you know, oh, thank you.
你怎么有钱呢？
Now how are you gonna get the money?
哎，你不要吧，不要急，不要急。
I said, no, it's okay.
等到有一天我打球打得好的时候。
One day when I really can play the basketball well.
他们就会来买我呀。
And they are gonna come and buy me.
他用中文讲的。
He speak in Chinese. He said they will buy me.
那么弟兄姊妹们，每一个人都有价钱的。
Brothers and sisters, everybody's got a price.
可是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
我们做人不大精明。
But we're not very smart.
我们卖给罪是没有价钱。
Because when we sell ourselves to sin, that we don't get anything back.
你知不知道你卖给罪没有价钱？
Do you know that you don't gain anything by selling yourself to sin?
把你的灵魂卖掉。
You sell your soul.
可能有一点点价钱，暂时最终之中。
Maybe you got a little return with a little joy, that the temporary joy in sin.
一点点暂时的喜乐而已。
It was just a temporary joy.
等到有一天主耶稣把我们重新买回来。
One day our Lord Jesus has to purchase us back.
啊，你晓得吧？用这个 NBA 的例子就正好，用这个职业篮球队就正好。
Now I give you the example of NBA. That's the basketball.
可以卖来卖去的。
They can sell the player to each other.
有一天，另外一个公司，另外一个队出更高的价钱把它买去了。
There's one day, there's another team that give a higher price, then they can buy a certain player.
他明天就把衣服一脱，一换就去打。昨天还是队友，明天就变成敌对了。
The next day, he just changed the shirt and get up and to be the rival of his former teammate.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫做线上。
Now, this is called off present.
弟兄姊妹，听清楚没有？这个叫线上。
Now this is called your presentation.
我们这个人是要找一个主人的。
Now we have to find a master.
你不要以为我们是个独立的人呢、啊。
You don't you think that we are also independent?
我们是一直在找不同的主人的。
Because we're constantly seeking different master.
没有信主以前，罪是我们的主人。
Now before we believe in the Lord, sin is our master.
到有一天，主耶稣出了重的代价把我们买回来。
Until one day, our Lord Jesus.Paid a great price and purchased us back.
英文就说得好，不是线上，是把你自己放在他面前。
The word present really tell it well.
你把这个球员买回来，出钱的人要看看这球员长得怎么样子。
Now, when you want to purchase a certain ball player, you have to look at him.
那么弟兄姊妹，主耶稣花重价把我们每个人买回来，我们到他面前给他看一看，叫做线上。
Now, when our Lord Jesus purchased us, and we just go in front of Him and show ourselves to Him, that is called presentation.
弟兄姊妹们，奉献不是什么献上，不是什么难事，就是给主看一看。
It is not very hard. It's just to present ourselves to the Lord.
但是很多人，主耶稣出了重价把他买来了。
But there's lots of people after the Lord purchased him with great price.
他没有到主面前报道。
He did not report back to the Lord.
主所出的代价白费了。
The price that the Lord already spent is wasted.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为线上是要求我们做一件什么事情讨神的喜悦。
Now don't think the presentation is something that we do with especially something special we have to do in order to please Him.
你在第六章里面谈不到叫神喜悦。
Because in chapter 6 there's nothing talk about anything we can do to please God.
你把这整章读下来看看，没有一个字讲的讨神喜悦。
Now after you finish reading the whole chapter, not even one word mentioned about pleasing God.
只有在第十二章里面讲到奉献的时候说讨神喜悦。
Only in the chapter 12, when we offer ourselves, then the Lord will be pleased.
弟兄姊妹，你注意看，在第六章里面讲了三次恩典。
Now in chapter 6, there are three times mentioned mercy.
尤其最后一节二十三节。
Especially the very last verse 23.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫献上？献上不是你优待神的。
What is presentation? It's not something we do a favor to our Lord.
献上是你神救你。
The presentation means that the Lord saved you.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有线上的经历？我要问你。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you have this experience of presentation?
啊，很多人说我没有线上，我从来不懂什么叫线上。
Now, some will say, I never know what this means. I never did that.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你真正受浸归在主的名下，你就懂什么叫线上。
But if you're truly a baptized Christian, then you should understand what this presentation means.
我第一次认识线上的经历，我还没有受浸。
Now, the first time when I realized the meaning of presentation, that was even before I was baptized.
就是那天，这就是我经历的事情。
Because that was the day I was saved.
上一个礼拜我讲过，告诉弟兄姊妹我怎么得救的。
Now, last week I mentioned about the how I was saved.
那么弟兄姊妹，肢体因为线上而得以脱离罪。
Now, this member, because of your presentation, you can free from sin.
弟兄姊妹记清楚了，不是你立志行善，不是你因为天天和主交通而能够 不犯罪。
Don't make any mistakes, not because of your resolution or because you have good fellowship with the Lord every day, then you can escape sin.
一个最简单的事情是你把你的肢体献上了，你就不犯罪。
The simplest way is to present your member to the Lord, then you sin not.
什么时候你献上，你就不犯罪。
Whenever you present yourself,
You won't sin.
Whenever you are doing that presentation, that moment you will never sin.
从前我抽烟。
I used to smoke.
啊，我告诉你弟兄姊妹，我抽烟抽到什么程度。
I can tell you how bad I was.
不到一年的时间，刚刚就染上烟瘾，一年之内一天一包。
Now, right after I start to smoke, in 1 year, I smoke 1 pack a day.
所以我告诉弟兄姊妹，抽烟不要学的。
So.I keep on telling people, you don't have to really learn to smoke.
Yeah, 你抽烟一抽就会了。
Because once you touch it, you know how to do it.
因为慢慢烟瘾越来越大。
Because gradually the addiction is getting greater.
弟兄姊妹们，肢体的律控制了我们。
Because the law of my member controlled me.
怎么脱离？没法脱离。
Now how can I get away from it? There's no way.
真是没有法脱离。
It's really no way.
哎呀，去看女朋友了，不好意思。
When I go to visit my girlfriend, I feel ashamed.
所以你知道在这里很多卖那种什么
So there's a lot of things
mouthwash,
lot of mouthwash that was
都是为了各种用途用的
It's for all kinds of purpose
啊，从前在台湾没有这个 mouthwash 所以每次去就刷牙努力刷又刷又刷刷了很久才去
Before there's no mouthwash in Taiwan I just have to keep on brushing my teeth
以后啊事情肿了肿久了总要弄穿的哈
Eventually, things will come out.
这个面上无光啊。
And I feel so bad.
一面难过，一面戒不掉。
In one hand, I feel bad, but on the other hand, I can't get rid of it.
答应了多少人说这回要戒，真的戒烟，真的戒烟了。
And I've promised so many people this time I really want to quit, but I could never do it.
所以到有一天，真正我主把我的烟瘾拿掉，有个同学来问我。
So until one day the Lord took away the cigarette smoking away from me, then one of my classmates come and asked me.
哎，这回你戒烟真的假的？我真买那打火机要送你啊。
He said, "Well, are you? Do you really mean business this time to quit? Because I just bought a cigarette lighter. It's real pretty. I want to give it to you as a present."
他是我好朋友，这个14K 金的，很漂亮的
打火机啊。That was a 14K real good lighter.
因为什么？因为我戒烟太讲太多次，没有信用了。
Because I've been talking about quitting so many times.
弟兄姊妹们，罪的权势辖制我们的身体。
Because the power of sin controls us.
那一天啊，我要谢谢我太太啊。
That day I have to thank my wife.
你知道香烟是一个盒子，对不对？都有盒子，为什么有盒子？因为怕压扁。
Now we all know that the cigarette has got a nice package because you're afraid it will be crushed.
但是你要藏一包烟不太容易啊。
But when you want to hide a pack of cigarettes, not very easy.
所以常常手放在口袋，一支烟放在口袋。
So a lot of time you only hide one cigarette in your pocket.
有一天事情弄穿给人家看，给他看见了。
One day, my wife discovered I got a cigarette in my pocket.
好了，这回真的戒烟了。
Now this time I really want to quit.
那么，我姊妹告诉我一件事情。
And my wife told me one thing.
At
that time, we're not married yet. And I wasn't a Christian yet.
12月30号，就是那一天。
That was the day, December 20th. December 30th.
她说你只有一个办法可以戒烟的。
She said there's only one way you can quit cigarette smoking.
你要相信耶稣。
You have to believe in the Lord.
那么信耶稣跟戒烟什么关系呢
？So what's the connection between believing the Lord and quitting smoking？
我不敢问呐、
啊。I dare not even ask。
他说什么，反正给他抓到了，没话说，就是这样子的。
But well, since she caught me, you know, she can say whatever she wants。
但弟兄姊妹，奇妙就在这里。
But the wonderful things happened.
那一天我是答应把烟戒掉。
That day, I promised I would quit smoking.
就在那一天，主遇见了我。
That was the day the Lord met me.
我答应是我的意志。
When I promise this, it's out of my own will.
但主把我的烟拿掉，是出于他的恩典。
But when the Lord took it away, it's out of His own grace.
什么意思？
Now, what does it mean?
主人交换了。
Because there's a change of ownership.
弟兄姊妹，很多我们身上的坏习惯，问题都不大。
There's a lot of bad habit in us, but actually those are not really big problems.
几十年的问题一下可以解决。
Now those problem for years can just solve in 1 second.
什么原因？换主人就可以。
Because when you change the ownership, it will all happen.
只要你一换主人就可以。
Once you change the ownership.
好多年轻孩子，从前我在东岸的时候，他们吸毒。
There's a lot of young people. They have drug addiction in the East Coast.
你知道要戒毒是比戒烟更难的。
Now trying to get rid of that is even hard, much harder than quitting cigarette smoking.
但是如果你能叫他明白圣经的真理。
But if you really let them understand the truth in the Bible.
你的主人已经换了。
Your ownership, your master already changed.
你不必回去服侍从前那个主人。
You don't have to go back to serve the old master.
弟兄姊妹，罪就脱离了。
Then the sin will be gone.
Yeah, 你说昨天我不抽烟，哈哈。
And if you say, well, Brother Chow, I never smoked.
你还有许多的问题。
But you still have other questions, other problems.
我也有许多其他问题。
I have all kinds of other problems too.
等到得救以后，我发现我有很多的罪不能脱掉。
After I was saved, I find out there's a lot of sin I cannot get rid of.
其中有个问题是我的拳头啊。
There's one thing is my fist.
啊，我没有打人哈。
I never did.Hit anybody?
从你小时候打过，大概打过。
Well, when I was a school kid, of course I hit somebody.
但是我会打墙。
But I know how to hit the wall.
那一年刚刚得救没有多久，我去我阿姨家里。
That year, when not long after I was saved, I went visit my aunt.
结果不要讲什么事情，吵起来了。
But then I don't remember what was the argument was, but I started arguing.
大概是谈一点政治的事情。
Maybe it's a little bit of a political thing.
她是我阿姨啊。
But she's my aunt.
我气得不能打她。
And I was so mad, so mad, I can't hit her.
全打到墙上去啊。
So I hit the wall.
一个洞啊。
And then hit a hole in the wall.
我才知道美国墙是空心的。
Then I realized the wall in America is hollow.
所以你知道我会修墙啊。
So that's how I started to learn how to fix walls.
那天开始我就学会。
Because that day I have to learn to fix that wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们的脾气没有办法戒掉的。
Our temper is something that we cannot control.
但你可以换主人。
But you can change ownership.
你不要做罪的奴仆。
Don't be a slave of the sin.
你做，你的主人换掉。
Now you have to change your owner, change your master.
有些人讲话，这个我不晓得我为什么没有一个人没有讲过脏话。
I don't understand. There's nobody never did say any dirty words.
没有人没有讲过脏话，不是没有人讲过脏话，没有人没有讲过脏话。
Everybody said dirty words once a while.
我有一次看见一个很斯文、很斯文的一个姊妹。
Once I saw a very, very nice, gentle young lady.
忽然有一天，她大发脾气，三字经出来了。
All of a sudden, now the temper came up and he's starting to say.
三字经啊。
Three-letter words in Chinese.
我想，哟，这么一个斯文的人会大发脾气。
And I was so surprised.
骂几次粗话来啊。
I was so surprised. Such a nice young lady would utter this kind of words.
啊，后来我发现打篮球的人，打球的人，常常。不由自主冒出三字经来。
Then I realized, and also when we play balls, those three words will slip out very often.
好像说这些脏话有点痛快的感觉。
As if they feel that feel good after they say that.
那么弟兄姊妹们得救以后怎么样
？But after what happened after you're saved?
你是不是管住你舌头啊
？Can you control your tongue?
很难。
It's very very hard.
最不留意出来了。
It always comes out unnoticed.
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
换主人。
You change your owner.
那弟兄姊妹，你说哈，我这些毛病都没有。
And if you say, well, I don't have all those bad habits.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果告诉你，就是你没有这些坏的毛病。
But let me tell you, even if you don't have all these bad habits,
你这一层的线上对神没有任何的价值。
This part of presentation, this stage, does not benefit anything to the Lord.
这是神的恩典，把你改变了。
This is great. This is God's grace. He changed you.
但是你对神没有任何的好处。
But there's nothing good to the Lord. Nothing beneficial to the Lord.
你说你的这些啊，你可以荣耀神。
You say, well, by doing this, I can glorify God.
是。
Yes, indeed.
除了这个之外，神没有从你得到任何东西。
But besides this, it's nothing the Lord gained from you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一层的线上不是为了神的益处，是为你的益处。
Now, for this stage of presentation is only for your own good. Has nothing. The Lord did not benefit anything from.
你要从罪的权势里面释放吗
？Because do you want to be released from the control of the sin？
你要离开所有的污秽吗
？Now, do you want to get out of all those uncleanliness？
哦，眼目归神管理。
You want to have your eyes be controlled by the Lord？
耳朵归神管理。
And your ears be controlled by the Lord？
不说不该说的话。
And you do not say the things that you shouldn't say。
弟兄姊妹们，最简单的秘诀，把你献给神。
The simplest secret. The simplest secret is to.
二章的经。
We still have the experience of chapter 12.
十二章怎么讲
？Now what did chapter 12 say?
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Is to present your body, to give your body to a living sacrifice, is wholly acceptable unto God.
这里讲奉献。
Here is talking about offering.
奉献讲到你的身体。
Here is talking about your body.
弟兄姊妹，奉献的定义是什么
？Now what is the definition?
奉献的定义让我告诉你。就是圣洁。
The definition is holiness.
哦，奉献就是圣洁啊。
Now, what does that mean to offer is to is holiness?
难道奉献的人就是衣服不带穿的不一样了，领子要转过来
？Now, does that mean that those who offer themselves will have a different appearance and the color have to turn around?
这就是圣洁吗
？Now, does that mean holiness?
弟兄姊妹，我们对于圣洁有个错误的观念。
Now we have a different we have a wrong conception about holiness.
但是圣经里讲的圣洁是一个非常容易的事情。
But in the Bible, holiness is a very simple thing.
并且一个非常单纯的事情。
And also is a simplified matter.
什么叫圣洁
？Now what is holiness?
圣洁就是分别出来。
The holiness is something separated.
你去读原文，读希腊文也好，读希伯来文也好，新约、旧约、圣洁都是一个意思。
If you go to the original words, either whether Greek or Hebrew, that word means means separation. It's all the same.
分别出来叫做圣洁。
To be separated means holy.
所以以色列人被神从万民中间分别出来，他们变成圣洁了。
So Israelite was separated from all those people, and they become the holy people.
今天基督徒被神从世界里面分别出来，所以我们是圣洁的。
Today the Christians were separated from this earth. That's why we become holy.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫奉献？奉献就是你分别出来了。
Now what is offering means is that you being separated.
这样做神就喜欢。
This way will please God.
啊，这样简单叫神喜欢了、啊。
Now is that simple to please God?
是，就这样简单。
Yes, indeed, that is the way to please God.
你把自己奉献给神，分别出来，神就喜欢。
Now if you give yourself to the Lord and to be separated, and that will please God.
为什么主耶稣神喜欢呢、啊、
？Now why does the God are pleased with Jesus?
因为他从约旦河里面一经过。就分别出来了。
Because after he just was went through the river Jordan, he became a separated person.
因为他从母腹里一生出来就分别了。
Because once he come out of the womb of his mother, he is a separated person.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要经过一道手续，叫做奉献。
But we have to go through one procedure is called offering.
什么叫奉献呢
？Now what is offering?
分别出来了。
Is to be separated.
从前 有一位老弟兄，从前我们在一起侍奉。
There's an elder brother we used to serve together.
他说我是个备胎。
He said I'm a spare tire.
他常常说我是个备胎。
He always say I'm a spare tire.
什么叫备胎？你们晓得吧
？Now what does it mean?
一个车子都有四个轮胎。
Now we have four tires in one car.
其实有五个轮胎。
Actually you have five.
哪个弟兄姊妹车子只有四个轮胎
？Now anybody's car only got four wheels？
周弟兄在讲什么？是所有车都四个轮胎
？Of course, we all have four wheels.
但是我说在你车子后箱里的车胎。
But I'm talking about the one that's in your trunk.
啊，前几年这个底特律发明新方法。
This several years ago, Detroit had a new invention.
所有备胎都小一点。
All the spare tires are slightly smaller.
如果你车子在马路上坏掉了
，Now if you
轮胎坏掉了
，If you got a flat。
换车胎，车子轮胎小一点。
You have to change into your spare But that tire is a little bit smaller.
你赶快要去修你那个好的轮胎。
So right away you have to fix the one you, that's flat.
这样的备胎不太好。
Because that kind of spare is not very good.
但弟兄姊妹，备胎从新啊新啊新啊一直放在那里，一直都没有用哎。
But the spare tire was never, lots of times was never used.
能不能没有它？
But can you do without it?
弟兄姊妹，什么叫奉献？奉献就是做备胎。
Now what is offering? Offering is to be a spare tire.
你被分别出来了。
Because you are already separated.
有用处的。
There's a certain use for it.
什么时候要用你不晓得。
When does the Lord want to use it? You don't know.
要怎么用你不晓得。
And how the Lord will use it? You don't know.
但是你知道你是被分别出来的。
But you know you are the one that's separated.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有一首诗歌了不起啊。
There's a hymn that's very, very famous.
讲到奉献的经历。
It's talking about the experience of offering.
Havergard 姊妹写的。
It's by Sister Havergard.
她说或是不用放一边。
He says, whether... either I was not used and was put aside.
弟兄姊妹，要一个有奉献的人才肯被神放在一边。
Only the one who's really willing to go offer himself to the Lord are willing to accept being put aside.
很多人今天不肯做备胎。
Lots of time, people don't want to be a spare tire.
所以他没有奉献。
So there's no offering.
懂不懂弟兄姊妹什么叫奉献呢？
Now do you understand this? What's the true meaning of offering?
神所要求最实际的。
What the Lord asks is always the most practical.
侍奉的定义叫做分别出来。
Now to serve is to be separated.
这一个侍奉是合理的。
Now this service is reasonable.
那么今天很多的问题就是因为没有人奉献。
But there's a lot of problem come because nobody wants to offer himself.
今天弟兄姊妹也说，哎呀，今天很多人没有人去传道，没有人去做很多工作，不是的。
A lot of people claim that, oh, there's not enough workers and there's so many things need to be done. No, it's not really that.
什么叫奉献?
Now, what is the true meaning of offering?
奉献就是说,神,主耶稣,你看,我的身体在这里。
To offer yourself, it means, Lord Jesus, you see this body is here.
今天早晨好多弟兄姊妹们,这个今天早上刘弟兄跟我讲。
This morning, Brother Liu told me.
他来的早,来十点钟就来主日学一看,没有人。
And he was here at 10 o'clock.And went to the Sunday school class, and there's nobody there.
我因为正要讲奉献这个题目。
I was just about to talk about the, was just about the message about offering.
哦，因为没有人奉献。
Then I realized because nobody's offering himself.
什么叫奉献呢？
What does offering means?
希伯来书说，主耶稣说，我来了。
In the book of Hebrew, he says, "I come."
我来了叫做奉献。
I come, that means I offer.
弟兄姊妹听见没有？我来了叫做奉献。
In the book of Hebrews, he says, "I come." That means I offer.
我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
I come so that I can do according to your will.
好多人注意说，以为奉献是遵循神的旨意。
Lots of people pay attention in doing God's will.
但是忘记做头一个叫我来了。
But never remember the first step. It said, "I come."
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你奉献，就是你来了。
Now, whenever you offer, it means that that's the time you come.
为什么聚会要三催四请？弟兄姊妹，准时到会呀、啊，准时来聚会呀、啊。
Now, why do we have to urge everybody to be on time?
因为很多人没有奉献。
Because lots of people are not, they are not, they did not offer themselves.
那些真正奉献的人是准时来聚会。
Those who have truly offered themselves are the ones who are on time.
因为我的时间已经分别出来了。
Because my times are already separated.
你们的时间表不要排那么急啊。
Please don't crowd your own schedule.
早上九点钟到十点钟还可以割割草。
In the morning, at 9 o'clock, you still have arguments with your family.
No, 可以割草，割草。
Oh.
可以割草，九点到十点用来割草。
From 9 to 10, you use it to mow your lawn.
割完草洗个澡。
And afterwards, I have to take a bath.
慢慢吃个早饭，再来聚会。
Then I have to have a breakfast. Then I come to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你没有分别出来。
Brother, you did not separate your time.
我不管你说你有没有奉献。
I don't care whether.
你说我奉献过了，我想你不懂奉献的真理。
I don't care whether you say you offer yourself or not. Or even you say you did it long time ago, you did not know what's the true meaning of offering yourself.
啊，我们侍奉主弟兄姊妹有时候想讲些大话啊。
Lots of times, the servants of God like to say something big.
有人告诉弟兄，你不能要求别人呐、啊。
Lots of times, brothers say, "Oh, you cannot ask too much."
你不要要求弟兄姊妹来准时来聚会、啊。
Don't ask them too much. Don't ask them to be on time.
因为他们心里没有力量啊。
Because they don't have this strength, they don't have the power.
那心理力量我怎么看不见看得到呢？
Now how can I see this power in your heart?
他们里面没有起来啊。
The inside they are not really up.
里面怎么起看
得
起来没有？
How can I see the upness of the inside?
但是有一件事情我知道。
But there's one thing I know.
你定规没有把你身体献上。
Because you did not offer yourself.
你如果说我已经奉献给神了。
If you say I already offered myself to the Lord.
你的时间分别出来。
Then your time should be separated.
啊，从前我们刚刚聚会、刚刚得救的时候，那是刚刚懂在主里面觉得新鲜的。
Now when we first was first saved, we feel so fresh in the Lord.
我们懂得身体属于神了。
Then we understand that our body belongs to the Lord.
不要说昨天像去 Torrance 开一个钟头聚会。
Let alone that 1 hour drive like last night to Torrance.
我们从前聚会没有那么方便。
It's not so easy for us before to go to any meetings.
每天晚上开七十里路去聚会。
Every night we have to drive 70 hours.
啊，哪里有特别聚会了？大雾去开开车
聚会。To go to a special meeting, even in heavy fog.
我跟你说，在加州路太好了，很多弟兄姊妹从来没有在加州以外地方看过。另外很多路是羊肠小道。
In California, we have such beautiful highway, but in the East Coast, lots of times the highways are so bad.
真的，那个车子呀。那个桥只能过一个车。
Really narrow, and some places the bridge can only cross one car at a time.
对面看有车子来，两人就停下来。
If you see a car coming towards you, then both have to stop.
大家闪灯，闪了半天灯。
Then we have to flash our lights.
好，一个人把灯关掉了。
Then one
开灯的就走过去了。
Then one will turn off the light. Then the one will still have the light on. Will start off through the bridge first.
这个小桥里面都是水汽，晚上大雾啊。
And through that little bridge, there's all kinds of fog and at night.
这样的路我们开两个钟头去聚会。
This kind of road we drove for 2 hours to go to meetings.
因为我们是奉献的人。
Because we are the ones who are offered.
我已经把自己分别出来了。
I already separated myself to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天好多弟兄姊妹，你们刚刚举手，我说你已经奉献了，是不是
？There's a lot of brothers and sisters who just raised their hand. I say you already offered yourself.
神有没有得到你的身体
？But did the Lord really have your body?
有没有你真正分别出来做备胎
？Now are you really separated out to be a spare tire?
不是要做什么事情啊
？It's not something great you have to do.
神随时可以用你。
Because the Lord can use you anytime.
很多人不 available.
Lots of people they are not available to the Lord.
叫他去接人。
Ask them to pick up someone.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说，有时候我偶尔要请人去接其他弟兄姊妹们。
Please allow me to say this. A lot of times I have to call people, ask them to pick up, arrange the transportation.
哎呀，我打算又讲好话，又讲动听委婉的话，左抱歉右抱歉。
And I have to apologize all over and have to say very nicely to ask someone to pick up someone.
因为听我讲话的人没有奉献呢。
Because the one who is on the other end of the line is not a one who offered himself.
我不用问，我知道他没有奉献。
I don't have to ask. I know he did not offer himself.
请他带一次人可以。
I can ask him once to pick up someone. He just now he's trying to do me a favor once.
请他两次可以。
If the second time, maybe yes.
他底下就说，哎，我不是以后每次有。
And the third time, he will definitely tell you, I'm not available every. I'm not going to do this every week. He will definitely tell you.
第三次你千拜托万拜托，还要说，哎呀，我请你吃饭啊。
And the third time, you have to really, beg him and say, oh, I'll invite you to dinner and things like that.
左谢右谢，几个人来。
Thank him over and over, then he will come and pick up someone. Now, why?
因为他没有奉献。
Because he was not a one who's offered himself.
他不归神。
He doesn't belong to the Lord.
他没有分别出来。
He's not a separated person.
弟兄姊妹，所以我告诉你，教会要兴旺。
Brothers and sisters, that's what I want to say, that in order to be prosperous in the church,
神的见证要传扬。
If the Lord's testimony should spread,
不是讲道先生的口才如何。
It doesn't depend on the eloquence of the one who is preaching.
而是每一个神的儿女和神当中的关系对不对。
But every single brothers or sisters, the relationship, whether it is right or not.
有没有奉献。
Are you an offered, are you a dedicated person?
奉献的人才会明白神的旨意。
Only the one who offered himself can understand the will of God.
我听够了，也实在听怕了。
I've heard enough, and I was so afraid.
好些人跟我假传圣旨。
There's a lot of people trying to convey the wrong message.
他去犯罪还说这是神的旨意。
Lots of people say, lots of people went, go ahead and sin, and still tell me that that's the will of God.
他喜欢他做他喜欢做的事情，还要转过来用一些圣经节来支持他。
He do all the things he want to do, and then turn around use a Bible verse to support his action.
弟兄姊妹，让我严重的告诉各位。
I have to tell you very seriously.
如果你没有奉献
，If you are not an offer, you did not offer yourself.
你没有资格问神的旨意。
You have no, you are not qualified.To ask the will of God.
我也不相信神会把他旨意显现。
And I don't believe the Lord will really reveal His will to you.
而且这里说，叫我们查验何为神的善良、 成全可喜悦的旨意。
And also here it says this so that you can prove that God's will is good, perfect, and acceptable.
中文说查验，英文就叫证明。
Now here it's not just to test to see, but to prove.
神从来不让我们来查验他的旨意。
Because the Lord never wanted us to check him.
他要证明他在我们身上成全善良可喜悦的旨意。
He want to prove that his will upon us are good, perfect, and acceptable.
弟兄姊妹，你明白圣经的真理了吗？
Now, do you understand the truth in the Bible?
你常常祷告说啊，你的旨意如何？
Now you always pray that, oh Lord, I want to know your will.
但是你不肯顺服，不肯把自己献上。
But you don't want to obey, you don't want to give yourself to the Lord.
你永远不会明白。
You'll never be able to realize what's God's will.
更严重是神不能在你的身上证明他的旨意。
The even worse is that the Lord cannot prove his truthfulness in you.
奉献的结果叫我们从世界里面分别出来。
The result of presentation will get you out of this world.
没有奉献的人永远留在世界里。
Those who did not present himself will forever stay in this world.
那个奉献的人你看看他你就知道。
Now, you can tell just by looking at a certain person.
啊，我告诉你，那个奉献的人就不大注意自己穿什么。
Now, the one who offered himself will not pay that much attention to what he wear.
哎，我讲的倒很奇怪啊，这弟兄今天讲什么话？
Now, isn't that strange that I preach it this way?
我讲自己见证给你们听。
Let me tell you my own testimony.
我是台大一年级进去的学生，我有一个穿西装的。
I'm the only one in Taiwan University among all the freshmen that year. I was the only one with a sports jacket.
Suit.
Was.
整套西装。
I only saw you wear suit. with a suit.
还剃个平头，平头还没还头发还没长起来。
That time my hair was still the high school style, the crew cut.
神气得很，头一天上去穿套西装去了。
And I feel so proud that the very first day of school, and I went to campus with a suit.
人家都就起。这个是哪里来的人呢？
The people all feel very this is strange people, strange person coming.
你看为什么今天这么多人奇装异服啊？
Now you understand why today there's so many people wear all kinds of weird clothes.
要人注意他。
Because they want people to pay attention to them.
要人注意他。
They want people to pay attention.
如果你今天穿了一件新衣服，没有人注意，你难过死了。
If you wear something new, something nice, and nobody pays any attention, you feel so bad.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫奉献呢？
Now what is the meaning of offering yourself?
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
啊，等到有一天奉献了，知道哎，这衣服没有关系。
Once you offer yourself, then you realize what you wear really doesn't matter.
奉献的人也不大注意自己家里家具摆设怎么样。
And the one who offered himself won't pay too much of attention to his home decoration.
也许有些弟兄们家里很整齐，我不是说你们不很整齐啊。
Now maybe there's a lot of brothers and sisters have a very very nice and pretty home. I don't mean that you shouldn't do that.
所有客人到你家都很欣赏，那是对的。
Now because all the guests arrived in your house, they all really enjoy that. That's good.
那弟兄们要小心，不要效法这个世界。
But do not be conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed.
更新而变化。
But be transformed in your mind.
弟兄姊妹，如果你奉献了，你就有一个改变。
Now, if you offered yourself, then there's a change in you.
这是圣经上说的，这是马太福音二章讲的经历。
This is the experience that's mentioned in chapter 12.
不要效法这个世界。
Don't conform into this world.
啊，一早起来四点半，早点起来，听打开收音机，一听听什么？听股票。
Now, in the morning, you wake up real early in the morning to listen to the stock market.
你问他有多少钱，你投资多少啊？
And how much did you really invest in there?
也不过五千块。
But the $5,000.
但他的心完全效法这个世界。
But his heart is fully conformed to the world.
早上四点钟起来不读圣经，当然没有时间读圣经。
Of course, he doesn't have time. Wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, not to read the Bible, but to listen to the stock market.
我讲的都是很实际。
What I mentioned is all very practical things.
神绝对不会叫我们做一件事啊，奉献了，奉献了，奉献了。
The Lord will never ask us to do something like, okay, you offer yourself.
我已经献上当作活祭了。
So I say, okay, I already offered myself. I become the living sacrifice.
而你的生活还是一样。
But then you still have the same old life.
而你的侍奉还是一样。
But your services are still the same.
而你的时间还是一样。
And your time schedule are still the same.
你的主意还是一样多。
And your idea is still so much.
弟兄姊妹们，罗马书十二章讲的侍奉，讲的奉献很厉害呀。
But in chapter 12, the offering it mentioned is a very serious matter.
但是保罗前面说，所以我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That's why Paul said again that, brother, I beseech you in the grace of God.
因为神的恩典太大。
Because God's grace is so great.
昨天晚上，寇思远弟兄讲有一句话很好。
Last night, brother Cole said something that's very good.
一个真正有智慧的人，敬畏神的人，不跟神 argue， 不跟神辩论。
A man with true wisdom from the Lord will never reason to argue with the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，我可以讲一千个理由为什么你要奉献。
I can give you 1,000 reasons why you have to offer yourself.
保罗只讲了半个理由。
But Paul only mentioned half a reason.
他也没讲清楚。
And he didn't even make it very clear.
但是我相信里面有大的智慧。
But I believe there's great wisdom in it.
而且如果你奉献给神，你也会想出一千个理由。
And also, after you offer yourself to the Lord, you can also think of 1,000 reasons why you did it.
这是唯一的路。
Because that's the only way.
合理的侍奉。
Because it's a reasonable service.
合理。
It's reasonable.
保罗说对，就是该这样。
The Lord said, Paul said, that's right, that's the way to do it.
今天我们给神的儿女太多选择题啊。
Today we have our children of God too many multiple choices.
啊，如果这样这样这样，好，你可以奉献。
You say, oh, if you do this, that, then you are qualified to offer yourself.
如果这样这样，你心里受了感动了啊，你可以举手信耶稣。
I say, well, if you're touched by the word, then you can raise your hand and believe in the Lord.
如果你心里不受感动，就不该信耶稣吗
？Now, does that mean that if you're not touched by the Lord, you shouldn't believe in the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我讲一，我也该讲一个不讲理的话。
Let me say something that seems unreasonable.
但是实在是最合理的。
But it's actually the most reasonable thing.
不管你觉得该不该奉献给神。
Doesn't matter whether you feel that you should offer yourself to the Lord or not.
你说你越想我越气。
You say, well, the more you talk about it, the more I'm getting angry.
就是这样，我还是要告诉你。
That's true. Even so, I still have to say.
我以神的慈悲劝。
I beseech you in the grace of the Lord.
将身体献上吧。
To offer yourself, offer your body to the Lord.
我们不需要很多理由。
We don't need too many reasons.
这是神的话。
Because this is God's word.
够了。
That's enough.
那么弟兄姊妹们，今天早上我看见很多人已经把自己奉献给神。
This morning I saw a lot of hands raised, indicating that you offered yourself already.
那我要问弟兄姊妹。
Then I have to ask.
第一个献上还是第二个奉献
？Now is this the first presentation or the second offering?
弟兄姊妹懂得我的意思。
Now do you understand what I'm saying?
还有好多人聚会之前没有举过手。
There's also a lot of you did not raise your hand.
也许你觉得我有很多的罪，神不会要我。
Maybe you say I have a lot of a bad habit, a lot of sin with me, but maybe the Lord doesn't want me.
这就是你需要献上的原因。
Now that's the very reason you have to present yourself.
弟兄姊妹明白吗
？Now do you understand?
若是你还有很多的保留
，If you still have a lot of reservations,
你说我不知道神的旨意。
You say, well, I really don't know what's God's will.
啊，你说我贪爱世界。
You say, well, I love this world.
就是因为这样，弟兄姊妹，你需要奉献。
Indeed, just because of that, you need to offer yourself.
假如这一贴药你不用，身体里面有第二贴药。
If you don't take this medicine, there's no other medicine for it.
你就只好一直爱世界。
Then you just have to go on loving this world.
你就只好一直不认识神的旨意。
And then continue not knowing God's will.
怎么办呢
？Now what can you do?
如果我们明白圣经是神的话。
If we understand that the Bible is God's word.
我们不需要任何的再更多的见证。
We don't need any more testimony.
够了。
Witnesses.
我们奉献给神。
That's enough, because we want to offer ourselves to the
Lord. 我想我也不用举手请弟兄说啊，哪位要奉献的？这样讲正好把我自己话打消了。
No, I don't want to ask anybody to raise their hands.
我盼望每个弟兄姊妹自己在神面前严肃地说，主，我明白什么叫奉献，我把自己归给你。
I want every one of you to talk to the Lord in front of the Lord seriously, saying that, Lord, I understand and I want to offer myself.